news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time, 10:05, 74 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. We'll have your WJON weather coming up in a few moments. One bicyclist has died and another was flown to the hospital after being hit by an SUV near Alexandria. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just before 10 o'clock last night on County Road 9 south of Carlos. Deputies say three bikes were going south when the vehicle, also southbound, collided with two of them. One cyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. The second was taken by North Ambulance and later flown to the Hennepin County Medical Center via LifeLink 3. The third cyclist was not hurt. The driver of the SUV, 24-year-old Jedediah Willander of Parker's Prairie, remained on scene and is cooperating in the investigation. Best Buy will start to require customers to wear face coverings in stores nationwide, even in states or localities that don't require them to do so. The policy goes into effect today. The consumer electronics retailer joins a growing but still short list of major retailers that have instituted mask mandates throughout their chains. Starbucks announced last week that customers who visit its company-owned cafe locations in the U.S. will be required to wear face coverings starting today. And the move comes after the Retail Industry Leaders Association, which represents Best Buy as well as Target and other major chains, publicized last week a letter it sent to state governors to mandate store customers to wear face coverings. The field of candidates for this year's St. Cloud City Council race has nine people running for three open at-large seats. Natalie Rotha is running for a political office for the first time. She says if she gets elected, the community's arts scene would be a focus for her.
The arts in St. Cloud has a major economic impact, and I feel that supporting the arts in this community can really help out. And with any future development, I think arts should be involved.
Rotha says she sees a lot of potential for more arts in town and envisions more murals in the downtown area, similar to what was installed next to the Metro Transit station. We've been hearing from each of the nine candidates last week and this week. Again, you can vote now by absentee ballot for the August 11th primary election. The six top vote-getters move on to the general election in November. Well, your kid can get an up-close look at what it's like working in law enforcement. Stearns County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for their Explorers program, which begins next month. The program works with kids ages 15 to 21 and provides them with hands-on experience into law enforcement tactics and protocols. Deputy Eric Schultz says a majority of kids accepted into the program stay for the entirety.
Yeah, you know, I would say about 75 to 80% of the kids, once they get accepted in, they stay in it until they age out. And I'd also say about that 75 to 80% go further and get a job in law enforcement or in the paramedic field or firefighter field, so they do stay in that public service field.
The group meets every Sunday starting August 9th from 5:30 p.m. until 9:15 p.m. at the Law Enforcement Center. Schultz says they can have up to 30 kids in the program and spots fill up quickly. Now, if you're interested in signing your child up for the program, we have a link to the application up on our website at WJON.com.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and St. Anna, partly cloudy and 84 this afternoon. Winds out of the southwest at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear and 60 overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. There is a chance for some scattered thunderstorms developing late. Warming up to 87 tomorrow. Mainly clear tomorrow night, a low of 62. Friday, 90. Plenty of sunshine, but also a chance for some scattered thunderstorms late. Saturday, partly cloudy, 92. Chance for thunderstorms. Sunday, mix of clouds and sun, chance for storms and 85. And then on Monday, partly cloudy, high of 82. 73 degrees, and for more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, you can download the free WJON app onto your smartphone or your tablet. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.